Hi everyone, I'm Jade. What we're talking about today is writing a conclusion for an IELTS exam or a CAE exam. So I'm going to give you two ways to write conclusions so that when you get to the end, you don't just sort of put a full stop that doesn't really say anything extra, that doesn't feel like a conclusion. Because when you write a conclusion, a good conclusion has a different tone, there's something that feels finished about it. And more generally, your conclusion should be your last chance to impress, to show that examiner all that English that you know and how fluent you are when you're writing in English. And you should leave the reader with an additional thought in the end, ideally, when you're writing a conclusion. So let's look at a typical IELTS kind of question. Some people think that parents should teach their children to be good members of society. However, others believe school is the best place to learn this. And then the IELTS question will say, share your experience and give reasons for your answers. So let's imagine that you've already written your essay. So how do you begin your conclusion? The first way I'm going to tell you, I'm going to call it the as I have discussed conclusion. And there are three parts to writing this conclusion. And I'm giving you the structure so that you can see how you can put a conclusion together just by putting different pieces in there. And now this is great for an IELTS essay. It's not a super imaginative kind of conclusion that would be great at university, but for IELTS, it's good for IELTS. So here are the three parts for this conclusion. As I have discussed, then however sentence with I, or, you know, using your subjectivity basically. And then making a moral or social observation in the first conditional.